Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We welcome progress made in El Salvador since its 2019 review, including improving access to education for low-income families and investments in public healthcare systems. The launch of programs aimed at empowering women and reducing gender inequality, including educational initiatives and support services for survivors of gender-based violence, are an important commitment by the government. We also welcome the significant decrease in gang violence and the impact this has had on the lives of ordinary Salvadorans. However, we urge the government of El Salvador to establish an exit strategy from the state of exception. We therefore recommend that El Salvador ensure the right to fair trial for people detained with a guarantee of legal representation for defendants, visitation, access to medication, and the release of individuals detained without clear and corroborated evidence. Second, to adopt measures to guarantee that women and girls not criminalized for experiencing obstetric complications or seeking emergency medical care, and expand access to education and timely and non-discriminatory health care, including sexual and reproductive health. And thirdly, to strengthen legal protections relating to freedom of expression, taking steps to prevent harassment, intimidation, and violence against journalists, media, and dissenting voices. I thank you.